You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spurs fans around the world, Theo Delaney here again saying welcome to another Spurs show, where this particular edition is a special and we are previewing our last game before the World Cup. It's an important game because we're at home to Leeds, and if we win it, we can cement our place in the top four, which would be psychologically, I think, a wonderful place to be while we all settle down and put our feet up and watch all that international football. And Leeds are on a bit of a roll in the league. They've won the last two games and they've suddenly looked like they might have turned a corner. So it promises to be a good game. They're quite good to watch, Leeds. Chris, what's your feeling going into this one?
Well, they conceded a lot of goals as well. They were 3-1 down at the weekend, come back to win the game 4-3. The fans look very frustrated at 3-1 down. But of course, we all know as Spurs fans to come back, get those goals and eventually get the 3 points. But they had a wonderful win at Anfield, which of course is a place where we always struggle to win. So as you said, Theo, the last couple of games have been good for them, 6 points in the Premier League. But I feel that we've got more than enough quality in our squad, in our starting 11. Of course, it's at home at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium as well. I expect us to win.
Good. Dave?
Yeah, same thing. I think Leeds, they're kind of a bit like us where, you know, they've got a passionate fan base and they throw everything at it. They can see goals, silly goals, and then fight back. I think we, as Chris says, we'd be too strong for them. I think it's be a 3-0 win for us.
What do you think, Ola?
Yeah, I mean, even though they run a bit of a roll, they've only won, I think, one in the last five away games, so they have a pretty poor away record. And actually, yeah, I haven't managed to get to Spurs in the last few months, but I'm actually going to the match.
Ooh.
So, you know, I'm hoping to be a little lucky talisman. I shall wear my lucky pants and we shall win the game.
Good. Well, I mean, if we do win the game, we will go into this, as I said in the introduction, we'll be going into this World Cup in the top four. And that's a pretty decent place to be. How do you see our performance in the league thus far, Chris? So if someone had said to you at the beginning of the season, look, we'll get a few injuries, it's going to be tough, the games will come thick and fast, but going into the World Cup break, we'll be in the top four and we'll still be in the Champions League. Would you have taken that?
Absolutely. But without sounding negative, I haven't been wowed so far this season. I haven't come away from a stadium yet, either home or away, thinking we have played exceptionally well so far. I think that is still to come. So after the World Cup, I think Antonio Conte's got that chance to work with the players that aren't going to the World Cup Hotspur way. So he's going to have that time with the likes of Jed Spence, who hasn't featured yet. Kulusevski, of course, is going to be there. There's lots of players not going to the World Cup, so he's got ample time to get to know those players a little bit better and improve them as well. But as I say, I haven't been wowed by any performance, And I think that that's to come. But I just think that we do need to back this manager in every way possible in these transfer windows, because Antonio Conte, regardless of what anyone says about him, he has transformed this club within the first year, taking us from Europa Conference League football to Champions League and sitting in the top four. Like you say, Thib, at the start of the season, what Spurs fan wouldn't have taken that? Sitting in the top four, going through to the last 16, you know, playing AC Milan in the last 16. It's great at the moment, but I think that a lot of us want to be entertained, and I think a lot of us are expecting a lot more. But as I said on the other show, I think that if you add a few key additions in the transfer window in January, i.e. wing-backs, I don't think there's any complaints with our midfield, because Benzinker and Højbjerg have been sensational, probably our two standout players this season. The forward three, whoever Conte plays, I think we all feel very comfortable they're going to score a number of goals. Defensively, we could probably improve. But overall, the job Conte's done, and overall this season so far, you can't really moan about the results.
Yeah. I mean, going into that Leeds game, after that, obviously, there's the World Cup, and then there's the transfer window. It's interesting, you say Højbjerg and Benzinker have both been outstanding, and they've actually got better and better, haven't they, as this season's gone along. And then you look at the understudies there, or the other players who play in that position. Skip hasn't had much of a chance to play, but I think we all feel good about Skip. We all think he's a top player. I mean, he had that excellent season at Norwich on loan, where he was their player of the year, the best player in that division in the Championship. But I tell you who I think he's been improving a lot, slightly under the radar, is Bissouma. I thought he played brilliantly at the weekend. And what's good about that is, if you've got four really good central midfielders who are continuing to improve, it frees up funds, because you're not then, it means you don't have to be thinking about buying players in that department. And because really, I think the great need is in defence. What do you think, Ola?
Yeah, I will agree. I thought Bissouma had a brilliant match on at Liverpool. I think actually he was one of the best players.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to bring in some more people in January. You know, I do think this work, I mean, it's such a weird season, but as I said in the last show, I think it could be a bit of a blessing for us, because we have been kind of pretty decimated by injury. And I completely agree with Chris, because I think that we have to kind of play a little bit more, you know, a bit more of an enjoyable football. It has not been enjoyable to watch us play in the last few matches. It just, when you're sitting there for 20 minutes and the ball's being sent back and sent back and sent back every time, it's very frustrating. But I will also agree, I have big faith in Conte. That might prove to be wrong, but I have big faith in him. And I think if he gets another transfer window and does some good stuff, good signings in that transfer window, and he's given them money to do that, I think we could come back from the World Cup, as I said, without, if we don't get any injuries, and we're in a good spot. As I said, fourth and in the Champions League still, like, you know. I think we're just annoyed because, you know, those other guys are playing quite well. doesn't make it any better.
Good point. That's a very good point. Dave, I mean, I think most people would agree who've been watching Spurs this season that they haven't played brilliantly, haven't pulled up any trees. But then there's two ways to react to that that you'll find. One is, oh, we're in a false position. This is all going to start crumbling, because if you look at the way we've been playing, we're not worthy of where we are in the league and the Champions League. The other way of looking at it is, look, we're there. We've got all these points. It's a meritocracy. You can only get there on merit. And we've done that before we've really clicked. And after this World Cup and the transfer window as well, you know, and the way Conte is, you know, he knows it's an ongoing process. We could click, we could go up another level, and then we'll be even better. And then we might climb the table, and we might actually put in a big run. What do you think? Are you glass half full or glass half empty about that?
I'm in that second school of thought, Theo. Mm. It's the performances this season really haven't been up to much. You look at the Leicester game, 6-2. That was never a 6-2 game. No. You know, it was unbelievable. And then you look at Liverpool, which was probably our best performance. You know, we did actually play some good football, and we actually went out for it. And it showed that there is capability in that team to go and play like that. With the World Cup transfer window, it's, you know, there's possibilities there that we could do something. You know, we could definitely climb the table. We should be, we can get more points and play better. And I'm very optimistic still. And Conte, I still believe in what Conte's doing. He needs to be backed.
How excited are you about the World Cup?
Not particularly, to be honest. I've always been club first. And, you know, obviously I want England to do well. I'm one of these fans that I'm England first in internationals, but I support all the home nations as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, and obviously when the home nations are out, I care about the Spurs players out there. So,
yeah. Will you cheer for England, Orla?
Unfortunately not. I'm an Ireland fan.
Yeah.
And, so Wales would probably be where I would... With Bale would probably where I think. Yeah, I have some mixed feelings about this World Cup, though, as well.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, which we won't go into today, but where it is and how it,
how it is.
It's just, I have found myself, normally I love a World Cup, you know, regardless of where Ireland are in it. And I, you know, I'm not an England supporter, but I do enjoy when they do well, because I do think there's a nice kind of atmosphere about things when they do well.
Yeah.
But I, there's something about this World Cup that I just don't feel like I, you know, normally I by now I'd have my wall chart.
Yeah.
And I'd be all ready to go, my stick book. And I haven't really, I wouldn't even be able to tell you what when the first game is, to be honest. So I will watch stuff, but I'm not as excited as I could be.
Yeah. Chris, are you going out there?
I'm not actually. I normally follow England everywhere, but I've been to every single Spurs game, home and away, and cover a lot of the under-21s and the youth games as well. And I'm absolutely shattered. So I'm having 6 weeks off.
Blimey, well earned, mate. Well, that's a rare thing indeed, 6 weeks off for you. So you'll be watching it on the telly, obviously.
Absolutely, but I'm with Orla on the whole World Cup thing, because it just seems so strange.
Yeah,
and for me personally, I just don't think it should have ever have been allowed to have broken up a Premier League season like it's going to. It's going to feel very strange for all of the players. It's going to feel very strange for all of the fans coming back on Boxing Day and having that 6 week break. The whole feel of it. It just feels very, very odd. But yeah, the World Cup starts in just 13 days, and of course. We've got a couple of games yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's just revisit this Leeds game before we go. I'm just looking at this Leeds. Like, I don't know if you've seen those last week. I watched that game where they won at Liverpool live, and then I watched the highlights of the weekend with that cracking game against Bournemouth. And they've got some exciting young players coming through, haven't they? They've got that young Somerville, who's the Dutch player, who looked amazing in both those games, scored in both those games. They've also got that extraordinary young Italian, Gnonto, who just came on as a sub in both games and looked a real handful. Gelhardt is a very highly rated young forward as well. So they look like, I've got a feeling that this game at the weekend will not be straightforward, and it could be, I expect us to win, but I think it could be an absolute, I don't know, I've just got a feeling it could be a minor classic before we all pack up for a month and watch a World Cup. I mean, what do you think, Dave? What did you say? Do you thought we were going to win easily?
It won't be easy, but the scoreline might make it seem easy. I think I said 3-0. I think I'm going for that. But we won't make it easy at all. I do think it'll be a good game.
Okay. Well, let's actually, maybe now is the time to do formal prediction. I'm going to take that as your formal prediction, Dave. The 3-0. Cool. Orla, how do you see it? Are you excited about it? Because you're going. You must be excited. I've got a feeling you might be witnessing high-class entertainment.
I'm going. I'm bringing my nephew, so I'm going to have to watch my language, because normally I get a little sweary. And I haven't been to the shop this season, so watch out, shop. My credit card is coming. I feel like it might be a little bit... Do you remember on the last day of school where you got to play board games?
Yeah.
No, and before the holidays, you know?
Yeah, it's not like a real school day at all.
Yeah, I kind of have a feeling that the match might feel a little bit like that.
Yeah, like an end of season game. You know, yeah. Do you remember that time when we beat Leicester, like, I don't know, 7-3 or something? It could be like, well, obviously this season we've beaten 6-2, so, but it could be that sort of game. I've got that vibe about it as well.
Yeah, it could have that vibe. I'm hoping, because I'm going to be there, there'll be loads of goals, so, but yeah. We'll win. So I'm going to go with 4-3.
Yeah, I think it's got goals written all over it. Chris?
I'm going to go 3-2, because Leeds, whether they're losing, drawing or winning, they play the same way all of the time. Attack, attack, attack. Mm. And of course, we've got a fantastic attacking line as well. So I think there's going to be goals. 3-2.
Yeah. I'm saying 5-4 to the Spurs.
Nice.
Imagine the odds. The odds. I might go and have a bet. I don't know. You know, I gave up betting a while ago. I might just come out of retirement for that. I'll probably get 100-1 at least. Thank you ever so much. I think we've come to the end. We've made our predictions, outlandish, silly predictions. Well, you might as well. I mean, the predictions never come true anyway. So I would just like to say, Orla, Dave and Chris, thank you so, so much for coming back for this special Leeds United preview show. It's our last conventional Spurs show before Christmas. But of course, as I said, we'll be back weekly anyway. We'll be looking at the World Cup through a Spurs perspective over the coming weeks. So thanks again, guys, for coming back. And all that remains for me to say here in London is, come on, you Spurs!
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.